right? Not a lot of people in the streets. Probably means the Giants are not in town, or maybe they played a day game. I don't know. So not up on what's happening in baseball at all. I'm up on people honking at people on the city streets. On the streets of Barkerville. I want to make this left turn. You need to get your fucking Cadillac out there just a little bit more so that I can be technically in the intersection when this light changes and then have to go. And then, oh, I'm fucking running this red light technically. Fuck it. At Barkerville, some real top quality nonsense right there. That was some beautiful internet business. From one live stream to another. I had to watch the archive of that because I was busy when it was airing live. Came up with lyrics for a stage in 1942. Didn't every stage in 1942 have the exact same music? I mean, it was just that. Like, it was just that, right? I mean, there was, like, the music when you were, like, spawning or whatever that was, like, the... Like, da, 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 And I suppose you could write lyrics to that, you know? You'd be all like, 1940, it's 1942, jets, planes, shoot, shoot, Americans. I mean, yelling on the streets. Listen in. Missed it. Maybe a little more like it. Or it will be? I don't... Come on. an audio. How much of this I can handle. Don't worry, guys, there's only another hour of this. Apparently he finishes the game, you know? Nice work. I don't know that I can handle this. Even steady shooting in that, you know, it's like the shooting was not that fast. I don't know if you can shoot faster in that game or not. It seemed very measured. Oh, bikes. Gotta get behind this van, which is behind these bikes. These fucking bikes. I mean, I feel for the bikes. Like, there are a bunch of cars parked in the bike lane that kind of have to ride in not a bike lane. It's a crappy sitch, but look, that's... It still sucks. Oh, go! This van! You are terrible! Everything about this van is a nightmare! Relaxing 1942 palate cleanser, you know. Wash away the day. So, get ready for that transition into evening with a little 1940 deuce. If I was in a speed metal band, we would cover that song. Slam into this SUV, come down this hill, coasting at high speed, just bam! Eh, not today. Tow truck and bus. Come on. Oh, you just, that's, it's ice cold what is happening to me on these streets. People cutting in front of me like crazy. Getting loose. Oh, yeah, sure. Just keep swerving. Keep swerving. Crossing the street against the light. I'm not going to run him over. I choose to not run him over today. Let's see what's on the radio. Maybe it'll be some 1942 music or something like that. I think this was the song that played at the end of the game. And this was the continue music when you were like, you know, when it was counting down to 10. That's the attract mode. And this is like on the soundtrack, but it's never used. It's weird. It's like in the ROMs, but it never actually comes out, which I thought was a little strange. This is the remix of the in-game music.
Why you trying to play me? You know you said that wobble. When you with the boss, then I got. nacho cheese guapo.
What?
Jersey in the building. We got my homie Mage in the building. My level clothing. What's up, man? What's going on?
I'm cool. In Newark, New Jersey in the building.
Yeah, most of the time when I'm up here, y'all see me with these shirts on. You understand the stand, styling and everything.
Yep, I see you with those shirts on.
The master plan right
on
here.
On the radio.
Man. So I know you also have a store as well, right?
Yeah, City Star Boutique, Newark, New Jersey.
Newark. So everything Newark.
Definitely. Right? Definitely.
So, what? Where's the exact location at?
Properly gassed up, hoodie the mask up. So for that fast buck, me laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high.
Never get high on your own supply.
Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You think a crackhead paying you back, shit, forget it. Seven,
stall ahead on the bridge. Stall warning. Stall warning. Stall warning.
Two kicks and no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. Number eight, never keep no weight on you. Them cats that squeeze your guns can hold jumps too. Number nine should have been number one to me. If you ain't getting mad, then you fuck the police. If niggas think you're snitching, they ain't trialless. They be sitting in your kitchen, waiting to start hitting number 10. A strong word called consignment. Strictly for live men, not for freshmen.
Strictly for live men, not for freshmen.
Tell, say hell no, cause they don't want their money, rain, sleep, hell slow. Follow these rules, you have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Can't take a hit your makeup. When you pass, your girl fuck my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks, she slipped the whole half a cake up. Heard she suck a good dick, heck a hook a steak up. Gotta go, more pies to make up. Word out, one crack king, Frank was up. Four, five,
take it through the channels. See if I can find some new channels, maybe. I don't know.
Family Health. On certain radios, Kids Bop Radio, Kids Place Live, and Radio Disney may be found in a separate kids category.
Some radios.
Now here's what's on all our sports channels. ESPN Radio, Channel 84, features Mike and...
I think I'm gonna like this song. I don't know. The verses that much. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that I really like her raps.
the way you like it, huh? It's so good, he just wishing he could bite it, huh? Never turn down none, it's lame, it's lame. Go trigger on the trigger like,
got this hot Billy Joel station. Great. What's next? Oh, more Billy Joel? Oh, okay. Great. Yeah. Pump that shit.
Because I want someone.
50s station. Come on.
My heart is mine.
60s. Maybe you catch something on the 70s station you're right with. And then you have to turn all the way up to channel 8 before you're like, okay, alright, yeah, fucking Information Society. Like, fucking, let's go.
See, they don't do this anymore.
Yeah, a little better than Ezra, you know. Yeah.
That really fascinates me because I know about a year later when Elvis
Radio. Elvis Radio. This is the 2013 year in review on Elvis Radio. What the fuck are they reviewing? Elvis, still dead.
You could see
any new music from Elvis this year, 2013?
A different thing than it was when Elvis started.
Let me check.
You know, I think the Colonel Show had 10 Pan Alley writers writing for the movies and stuff. Sure. And, you know, I think once Elvis took back control of some of those things and started, you know, finding songs that really fit him and that he felt good with, you could tell when he sung one he liked, he sung it differently like we all do, you know.
Did you ever see him again after that?
Yeah, I ran into him.
Springsteen station still exists, apparently. This garage rock station. The Pearl Jam station still exists. The Grateful Dead station still exists. Why? Check your fucking hazards off. What the fuck you... Passes onto the fucking freeway. What are you doing? Especially when there is no hazard. Alright. Get in this lane and then I can get back to this radio situation. Oh, that's right, the Jimmy Buffett station still exists. Classic vinyl. It's like classic rewind, but older. Yes, this deep track's playing a little Concrete Blonde. No thanks. Oh, cool. It's our jam band station. They're called Further, but it's UR. Further, man. Listen to this fucking. This just really cooks. This number really cooks. Bullshit. Coffee house. First wave, no problem with first wave. You know, Lithium, sometimes they play some Pearl Jam. And XMU is alright. Alt Nation is, I don't know. Okay, it's okay. Octane. Sabbath on Ozzy's Boneyard, bro.
has hair metal I'm looking for. Ayaka Strain? Is that what this is called? Fucking Doomblade! It's a sick name for your metal song, sir. Ma'am. Whatever. Doomblade. This is just dumb. I had to put 4 points in the Shadow Strike before I could wield the Doomblade. Here we go. I got to experience some live reggae recently. Kind of against our will a little bit. Went out to dinner with my special beautiful lady, and we showed up right before the live music started at this place, and it was like, oh, it's a reggae band, great. And then sure enough, like 2 songs in, they're playing fucking Sublime covers. It's just like, ah!
Congratulations. You be chillin' up, girl. You be chillin' up. And you just came from the gym clothes. In a fitted cap and some Timbos. In a pair of flats, well-trimmed toes. Camera in the mirror, BBM pose.
This is like the, like, non-explicit rap station. Which...
You still chillin' them.
Seems like a real fucking waste. Hey, now you can hear that trophy song with all that goddamn cursing.
Yeah.
I think.
And hit records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own it, mom. Figured out just be a symbol.
Yeah.
My stock be going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the face.
Soul Town. That's a Michael Jackson station, huh? When this started. But yeah, then on top of like the waitress took forever to bring the check and a bunch of other stuff. It's just like nothing about this meal was right, and then it was all exacerbated by us having to sit there and listen to this reggae band and just like staring at each other, just like, yeah, we have to get out of here. We have to get out of here. So you said.
the meal, and don't pick your nose in public. But I agree with all of those.
Skipping rocks. I pay a monthly fee to get access to more country music, you know. Comes out of the sky. Yeah, outlaw country. This is fucking craziest country music they got. A little bluegrass, you know, I can hang.
Discover the latest music each week on Bluegrass Junctions. Track by...
Christian stations right next to the country stations. Yeah. Okay. Sing that shit. Sing that shit for Jesus. Yeah. Jazz stations, you know, watercolors. Fuck. It's the most assholish fucking station name they could have picked. Watercolors. Tell me you got the fucking Tijuana Brass playing. I'm getting sentimental over you. I will listen. Damn it. I hit the preset button on my fucking steering wheel and it just takes it back to the presets and I gotta manually scroll the way back up through to wherever the hell we were. 60s here. Watercolors. Okay. Let's move on.
That you're leaving me
on a Sinatra station. I feel like I need to scroll through these channels every so often. I mean, I'm like paying them. Like I should just check and see what I'm getting on for my money, right? Opera. Goes the pops. Four waltzes, motherfucker. Ah! Ah!
But I've known how.
Oh, Kids Bop, great. The song is familiar, but I can't remember what the original one sounds like. Alright.
SiriusXM's Kids Place Live wants to know what love looks like. Well, here's what love sounds like.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and to me, love looks like two people helping each other because when you help someone, it means you love them because they're your friend or your
family. Especially if you're helping them
from
behind.
You really care about them.
Remember. No. One voice inviting you to tell us what love looks like by calling 1-866-328-2345. There are other ways you can join in too. Find out by going to onevoicecommunity.org.
Sirius XM Kids Play Five.
Kakenstein. Let's hear. I want to hear what this song Kakenstein's all about.
Kakenstein. I just made a robot out of cake, electrified. Little cakey robot, come awake.
No.
We'll see spring. We'll smell daisies. We'll see love when he opens his eyes. Cherry ice, vanilla over pink sponge cake with gears inside.
Nope.
He's gonna make the world a sweeter place. Can you hear? He is waiting.
Gonna eat your dumb fucking robot, sir.
Come alive.
Oh, jeez.
This place is
slumber,
lesbian charming. I only want to
Oh, no.
Whoa, whoa, Kakenstein. I try to cuddle, but you run from me. I really tried to make a friend who'd visit for some tea. See the...
Radio Disney. I want to go back to Kidz Bop and see, you know, what else is on. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Still good. They have a whole station that just plays this shit all day. Like they always play it. It's a station where they just play that.
Automatic bid to this.
No video game music station.
Did it come up in conversation? Was it a topic that was discussed amongst
Kids Bop's probably more popular.
You know, it actually was discussed a lot. You know, Randy's talking about, you know, his goal over the next five.
Trial, they will be screened out.
Doctor.
And they would not be appropriate. So we're looking at average risk people.
Yes, the oncology hour. Let's do this.
Oh, sure. It's just $100,000. You stuck it someplace and forgot about it. Could happen to anybody.
If you mucks believe that pipe dream about $100,000, you're nuttier than he is.
Ah, so you know about it, huh? He told you, huh? Real kibitzer, ain't you, pal?
Shiv, I didn't tell him
nothing. Shut up.
Sure.
All right, kibitzer. Turn around. Yeah, that's it. Just get those mitts high.
All right.
Take it, Preston.
The only deadly weapon I'm carrying is a fountain pen.
I'll take it. And your wallet. All right, you can let him down. Turn around.
Thanks.
Six lousy bucks.
Well, that's what I said.
What's this? Randy's...
It's my press card. Don't strain your eyes. I'm with the Star.
Reporter?
I didn't know Shiv, honest. He just gave me a ride. I didn't know he was...
Keep your mouth shut, big shot. You'll talk when I tell you to, not before. I'm giving the orders now. You ain't nobody. You understand?
I didn't mean...
Shut up! You, newsboy. That's your car out in front.
It's an old model. You can do lots better.
I ain't fussy. All right, both of you, get moving. To the car. And don't try to be no hero.
Oh. Jake sat beside me as I followed orders, driving past Lincoln Park and cutting through a wooded section for several miles.
Yeah, keep going.
Finally
past
wound up
Lincoln
near
Park,
a clearing
not
used
fucking
as
stop.
A Boy Scout campsite, now abandoned.
This'll do. Pull up.
What are we going to do here? Get our merit badges?
Real funny boy, ain't you? All right, spill it.
Do you mean to say you believe any old guy who comes along babbling about millions and living on handouts?
No, pal, I don't. But this ain't any old guy. This is Jake Strand.
I bet you told him. I bet you Jake told him.
Will you shut up? Look, newsboy. Maybe you don't know who Jake Strand is. Maybe you're too young, huh? Maybe he wasn't old enough to read. What are you trying to hand me anyway?
I'm trying to smarten you up, that's all.
Oh, you are?
This stuff about $100,000. I don't care who Jake used to be. Right now, he's living in a dream world. That money never existed.
Yeah, it's funny how everybody in Stir knew about that dough Jake hijacked off of Morelli. They were talking about it when I was there. I bet they're still talking about it.
I see. You and Jake did time together.
For a little while, pal. A long time ago. How about it, Jake? Did you give any of the boys a tip before you left, huh? I'm your pal, too, Jake. Remember me? Used to keep bar for you. Remember?
Yeah.
You remember, huh? And you remember where you stashed Morelli's dough?
Oh, no, I don't, Shiv. Honest, I don't. I can't.
You sure you can? Try. Think hard.
We'll give him a share, won't we, Shiv?
You bet we will, fair and square. We'll divvy it four ways.
Four? Well, thanks for cutting me in.
Why not? You ain't hogged.
Yeah, with all that loot, we won't have to work no more, Shiv. We're sleeping flop houses.
You bet we won't, Gabby. Nothing but the best. Swell hotels, fancy restaurants. How about it, Jake? Remember them nightclubs you used to own, them $200 suits you used to wear? We can all wear it.
$200 suits?
Where'd you hide it, Jake, huh? Where, huh? Tell me, go on, where is it?
I don't know.
There never was any $100,000. He was bankrupt before he went to trial. He didn't have a dime.
So you know about that, huh, newsboy? What else do you know?
That you're wasting your time.
You don't say. Smart operator, this Jake Strand, wasn't he? He knows he can't beat the rep, so he doesn't tell nobody about Morelli's dough. Nobody knows, except all his pals. Look at him. You think he'd appreciate having pals, but he'd be willing to share. All right, Jake, out of the car.
What do you want? Shit, please.
You heard me, didn't you?
I don't know where it is, so help me.
I said get out!
Don't hit me, Shit. Don't hit me.
Why, don't you move, Stone.
I had to play for time, for that one unguarded moment when I could make a break. I knew that if I didn't, I had a shorter life expectancy than a balloon in a baby's head.
Jake, listen. Listen close. Let's go back. It's 1932. You're waiting for Morelli to come along in his truck. You fix the gate at the railroad track so it's down when he comes round the curve. He stops, you blast him.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I don't know what I did with the money, Shiv. It's no use. I can't remember.
You can, eh?
Wait a minute, will you? You ever hear anything about peach trees growing around here?
Peach trees?
He said something to me once about peaches. A place called Caliban.
Caliban?
Yeah.
What is it, Shiv? What is it?
The club. Club Caliban.
Club Caliban?
Jake, is that where you hid the dough? The Caliban?
But it ain't there no more, Shiv. The club is gone. I can't find it anymore.
You can't find it. You can't find it.
What is it, Shiv? What is it?
Jake's old headquarters. He lost it.
Well, it sounds hilarious. I never heard of the place.
No. All right, newsboy. Back in the car. We're taking a little ride up Lakeshore Drive.
Not Lakeshore Drive! Club Taliban!
I headed west, putting the miles behind us. At one point along the way, Shiv made me stop where the road was being repaired while Gabby got out and stole a couple of oil lanterns hanging there.
Smart.
We continued on. Just where is this Club Caliban?
Just shut up and keep driving.
I looked all over for it.
I'll find it, Jake. Don't worry. You see, they moved the road.
Huh?
A couple of years after you were sent up to Joliet, Caliban was on that big curve, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
The curve ain't there no more. They straightened the highway and left your joint a mile out in the woods.
Are you sure we turned off at the right spot? This road doesn't look like it was...
You talk too much, Stone.
There. Over there, between those trees. The Caliban.
Yeah. That's it, Jake. Many a drink I mixed there. Looks good, don't it?
Why ain't there no lights? I never close. Those new neons I bought.
What happened to them? Where's the sign?
All right, Jake. You and the newsboys. Out. Yeah, light those lanterns, Gabby. Give me one. We're going in.
We crossed the rickety veranda. The door was gone, the windows broken, the building a shambles. We paused a moment inside while Gabby held his lantern high and we looked around. And suddenly Jake sprang forward, bounding into the darkness of the building. Gabby went after him and I followed down the cellar stairs with Shiv behind me pointing his gun at the middle of my back. Shiv raised his lantern and there, cowering in a corner, was Jake.
Now, Gabby, please don't, please.
All right. Where is it, Jake? Spill it or so help me.
There. There, over there.
Oh, my God!
He was pointing at nothing at all. Nothing but a concrete wall.
Where? I'll kill you.
Let him alone. Jake, the cement. The cement you said you mixed down here. Jake, you remember?
What is this?
Was it the wall, Jake? Was it the wall?
What?
He means the wall. The cracks, look. You can put your fingers through them.
Ah, it's hollow, Gabby. Kick it in.
Terrific Foley work. Now kick the music back up again.
A small area of the wall disintegrated, revealing an opening about 5 feet square and 2 feet deep. And in it, four cases of liquor piled on top of each other. The topmost case had been opened, the broken boards lying across it. And beside them, eaten with decay, was a bulging briefcase. Gabby snatched it, knocking the loose boards out of the way, and handed it to Shiv.
The dough, huh? The dough.
Yeah. Oh, this truck is not moving. Well, that's why there's traffic.
Oh, there, huh, Shiv? 100 grand, huh?
Yeah, more maybe. Yeah, keep your eye on him.
You betcha.
Looks like stuff you added to the Morelli loot, Jake. A nice little nest egg, eh, boy? Take a look at it, newsboy. So it was a pipe dream, was it?
Well, it's going to be a little embarrassing when those old-fashioned gold reserve notes start hitting the banks and they ask you where you got so many of them.
I wouldn't worry about it, pal. Because I don't think you're going to be around when that happens.
Shiv, you got a corkscrew, huh? You got a corkscrew?
Huh?
It's scotch, Shiv. A case of scotch open on top. It says here on this...
Ah, give me that. You don't need a corkscrew. Just knock off the neck. Just like this.
Yeah.
They drank from the broken bottles, the liquor running down their chins. Jake sidled over to where I stood and squatted down beside the lantern. One of the bottlenecks had fallen near the light. Jake reached out a finger and touched the hard smears of wax that had sealed the cork and ran down the lip of the bottle. I stared at it. The wax was deep blue.
Real smooth, I said. Real smooth.
Yeah, it's lousy.
Don't taste too bad.
Can't you smell it?
Yeah. Kind of smells pretty, like peaches.
Peaches?
Peaches. The vague, almost imperceptible fragrance of peaches. That began to add up as I remembered something I'd once read. I stepped backwards, dragging Jake with me. Invisible centipedes crawling up and down my spine.
Now, don't try it, Stone. Where do you think you're going, pal?
I want a drink. Give him a drink. Here, take my bottle. Come on, take it.
What's the matter, Gabby?
Oh, no.
Look at him. A couple of drinks in the big ox.
Piss poison! Poison scotch!
Jake, stop it.
You see what I can do?
What?
This.
Yes, it was that crude voodoo image, the doll of wax. The same blue wax Jake Strand had used 20 years ago when he'd opened and then resealed every bottle in that top case. I dragged him up the cellar stairs, away from the fragrance of peaches and out into the open air. There's only one poison that smells like the stuff you put in those bottles, Jake. The stuff they use in the gas chamber at San Quentin. Where'd you get it, Jake? Where'd you get it? In an hour or so, the sun will rise, alarm clocks will ring, and dreams will end. But for Jake Strand, life is now one endless dream, a fantasy to be lived to the end of his days in a padded cell. As for Gabby and Shiv, their dreams are over. The $200 suits, the fancy restaurants are canceled out in an endless sleep. Their last testament, a coroner's report, and their final honors, a prison autopsy. Well, life rarely uses rose-colored ribbons to tie up a story about people like Jake and Shiv and Gabby. Too often the loose ends are just left dangling. So let's tie it up. Copy, boy.
Starring Frank Lovejoy, is produced and directed by Warren Lewis. Tonight's transcribed story was written by Irvin Ashkenazy, with music by
Good
Frank
work, Worth. Frank Lovejoy.
The part of Jake was played by Don Diamond. Others featured were Shepard Menken and Raymond Burr. Frank Lovejoy can currently be seen co-starring in Warner Brothers' The Winning Team. Listen next week at this time, and every week as Randy Stone searches through the city for the strange stories waiting for him in the darkness. Came to you from Hollywood.
A Taste Trick. Of Peaches, new to the channel and from July.
We're aspiring to something more, something better. Striving for continuous improvement in everything we do. Finding.
I think that this tasty whole thing just to get some publicity.
Okay.
Or 4-9. Become a fan of Mad Dog Radio on
Mad Dog Radio.
See, that's my life. You're listening to Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio.
Fantasy Sports.
Sports update.
The Spurs and Thunder facing off in Game 2 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals, and Danny Green helping San Antonio blow things wide.
NBA playoffs at 8:30.
Right wing, Danny Green open for three, and Green got it.
Boy, did that dude be smart. LA Galaxy right now, another air pass. That's the best pass.
Soccer.
How about we get to know each other a little better? Well, you do look eerily like a mix between my father and mother, but I'm drunk right now.
Right, I'm gonna make my hallways echo you.
Come on, you know, so this is important that I get somewhere for this guy quick, but they must get to the end and go, we were just here. What was the point of that?
Ask, answer why you were naked at the Walmart?
I get...
What's going on?
I've had a problem with drugs in the past. I still like to do some ecstasy once in a while. But the only drug I thought I'd ever do again, and I accidentally got methamphetamine instead.
So, what were you thinking when you were actually, you said you were, the last thing you remember is you were at your sister's house here, right?
Right.
And then you were in the parking lot of Walmart, is that right?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He flies you and Bingo what? First class to where? Where is he, in France?
Most of the studies show the heart issues are better. There were some studies in the New England Journal of Medicine.
Or if I do say so myself, Christy Cannon. And there's just like all that little girl play happening. Like certainly, you know, didn't pull the titties out, but like touching of the titties over the dress. One girl reaching down and rubbing another girl's pussy over her pants. And sometimes okay. That's even hotter. Because you think about, ooh, what does her pussy look like? If Christy took her hand and slid it down Annie Cruz's beautiful bushy pussy. I gotta
say,
two of the five girls today, me being the fifth one, have bushes, which is somewhat rare in this day and age, let alone in the porno field. When I first saw, because today was, and I feel so much closer to you, Brandi Aniston, with my body parts up against your beautiful pussy. Today was the day that I ever saw Brandi Aniston's pussy.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you go to Vivid.com and Vivid TV and you see Brandi Aniston getting those beautiful cocks up inside of her pussy.
Uh-huh.
It was the first time that I ever got a touch.
I can't.
Please don't look at them. Thank you. Thank you, Kenny.
We play funny stuff, too. When we play something like that, and I've said that it's real, why don't we just stay there?
No.
And let's not go.
Because we're real. Okay.
But then...
When he's writing about, like, you know, like Hades and, like, mythology...
Over the break, even though I got you. I'm going to go to Stephanie now, since I seem to be so attached to that name. Stephanie, welcome to the program. And that, you know, I forget... Makeup for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial. And join...
Stations appear for commercials and shit.
Hope counts tonight, in the long run, is going to end up with... And...
All day yesterday, and then...
The scale over 3 years or not. So, I think...
Kabuto!
...that the president is concerned. Yet little gets done.
O'Reilly.
It is long past time to stop the political gamesmanship. Both parties should be working together to solve intense problems like the VA.
Okay.
This is personal for us. We here at The Factor know the VA is incompetent and callous to boot. How do we know that? Because Factor viewers, you guys, have donated...
The Factor.
What exactly happened? We know
The Factor.
That... You know, essentially, wait times have been a problem for decades.
Now, President Obama has long known about the big picture problems in the VA, and members of his team have
Everyone's
long known
talking
about
the VA.
Some of the specifics. And
no more haters, don't you get it?
The Sirius XM.
Wanna be starting something.
Michael Jackson Channel. For a limited time. Exclusively on Channel 50 and the Sirius XM app.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. If you're planning on spending
up,
any
Chuck?
Time outside during
yeah, yeah.
the warmer months, working in the yard or garden, at a picnic or camping, or just playing with the kids,
Talk
you can
to
expect
to
get bug bites, stings, poison oak, or ivy. Now, when that happens, you want fast, effective itch relief. For all your summer itches, you need guaranteed Tricalm. T-R-I-C-A-L-M. Tricalm's patented formula is clinically shown to significantly reduce itch intensity and duration. Tricalm is fast-acting and steroid-free. It's guaranteed relief for the whole family for itching, burning.
Thanks, Chuck Woolery.
Tall apartment buildings pop up around it. Student population skyrockets, and the school can't keep up. Now, even if the budget goes up a comparable amount to the influx of enrollment, that doesn't mean you can immediately recruit enough teachers or that you have the physical space in your school for all those kids. Something similar appears to be happening in the VA, where the longest period of
VA.
Newsday with Julian Keane and Tom Hagler.
We're going live to California in just a moment to hear about the miraculous escape from captivity of a woman kidnapped
to talk
as a
about
teenager
the VA.
And held for 10 years.
We'll also be hearing from Egypt's prime minister on accusations
Egypt.
That his country has gone
Egypt.
Backwards when it comes to freedom.
Lucy Burton is following the business news. What are you looking at?
I'm going to be looking about people in the United States who've been protesting at outside McDonald's buildings for better pay.
What? Couldn't you people have done another take of that to make it sound
America
like...
America is increasing its help in an effort to find Nigeria's kidnapped schoolgirls. It's sending more than 80 military personnel to add to surveillance and reconnaissance aircraft missions.
Well, the concern from many in Nigeria is that the 200 girls have been split up into smaller groups. But the U.S. Senator Chris Coons of the Foreign Relations Subcommittee on African Affairs believes they can be found.
I do think it is possible that we can positively...
Channel is scheduled to be off the air at this time. For complete information on this channel, including its lineup and highlights, visit SiriusXM.com. We look forward to having you back when this channel returns to the air.
Why wouldn't you have channel all the channels be 24/7?
This channel is scheduled to be off the air at this time.
That's crazy.
For complete information on this channel, including its
lineup, it's a news, it's like Bloomberg News. So maybe does Bloomberg channel not is not a 24-hour day channel? I don't know.
To be over just because.
C-SPAN?
How little structural integrity.
Bongo. Car talk from 1999.
If you want to see pictures of what's left, it's on the website.
It is on the website.
And it's, of course, it's the car talk section of cars.com. You can go and visit the dart. And my
Obama tweeted 200 years of popular culture in the White House. Congratulations on that.
Thanks very much.
You can join our conversation here in the at the Diane Rehm Show.
I'm always trying to join the conversation.
Thank you, Ramona, for sharing your story. Now, about 10 years after her accident, Ramona was able to regain sight in one eye with surgery. Ramona Pearson is a two-time TED Talk speaker, and she's just launched a new company specializing in artificial intelligence.
A three-time felon.
We'll have a link on our site, snapjudgment.org. See, you never know what can happen. That piece was produced by Lindsay Lee Keel and Renzo Gorio.
Problems were known for a long time, that the problems at the VA go way back.
The VA.
Which,
right. So that day that it actually, when something changed was, I don't know if anyone else has experience with it, and maybe the process has changed a little bit from when I went through doing it. You would call up every couple of weeks to try to check on your status. So you'd call up, you'd give them your social security number, and the person on the other line would say, sorry, not ready, and just hang up.
Right.
You wouldn't have a chance to say another word. So one day I just said, please, you know, wait. And the woman on the other line at the end of the line said, okay, you know, what's up? And I said, I've been waiting for 2 years. And she goes, no, you haven't. I said, no, please. Can you just please look? I've been waiting for 2 years for my, you know, benefits. So she said, let me check another screen. Give me a second. She checks the screen, comes back on the phone. Somebody inputted everything wrong. She goes, give me 2 weeks, call me back, and I will get your benefits done. And it was that one person taking that one extra second of caring.
That VA.
Ramp up a bureaucracy, whether you're you know, a health insurance company or whether you're the federal government.
All up in the VA.
$1 million in damages.
Oh, here's the trucking channel.
The police report on the accident says the truck swerved to avoid a car, then crossed the median and hit the bus in a fiery collision. The bus was carrying high school students and their chaperones who were going to visit a college campus.
Sounds like a party.
In California, the Department of Motor Vehicles has come up with a set of rules governing the testing of driverless cars on public roads. The DMV says companies testing the cars must prove the vehicle has already been successfully tested in a controlled setting. They must make sure that someone is in the driver's seat and ready to take over the wheel. And the manufacturer of the car must carry $5 million in insurance on the vehicle. The DMV is also developing rules that will eventually regulate members of the general public who operate driverless cars. Finally, another case of flying pizza to report. All right. UPI says a pizza restaurant in the Indian city of Mumbai recently used a drone with four rotors to deliver a pizza to a customer in a high-rise about a mile away. The owner of Francesco's Pizzeria predicts drone deliveries will be commonplace in a few years. Last summer, a Domino's pizza restaurant outside London made news when it used an eight-rotor drone to deliver two large pepperoni pizzas. They call their drone the Domicopter.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? Oh, let's see. Can I get a number 8 crunchy with no lettuce? Diet Pepsi to drink? And also, could I get one bean burrito with no onions? One double-decker taco with no lettuce? And a steak quesadilla with no sauce. One order of nachos, and that'll be it. Yep. All right, thank you.
Stop in, say howdy to John, and join OOIDA for a $10 discount. I'll join John in Springfield and look forward to seeing you all there. Next, Terry Scruton discusses
PSP. That was probably too much food.
Bartley and Tom Crowley of OOIDA's compliance.
Now, bean burritos keep.
We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Mark Reddick, and this is Landline Now.
Take control of your insurance requirements with OOIDA. This portion of our show is sponsored by OOIDA Truck Insurance.
Hi, this is Jeff Foxworthy from Blue Collar Radio. Join me and Larry the Cable Guy at RedFest in Austin, Texas this Memorial Day weekend.
Two of Blue Collar Radio's biggest stars will be broadcasting live alongside of Mojo Nixon. Catch live performances from Jeff Foxworthy.
Somebody give me a beer. Larry the Cable Guy.
They're putting a sign, they're taping a sign to the door here in this drive. This drive through is packed, by the way.
4 p.m. East, 1 p.m. West.
It says, lobby closed.
We're listening on the SiriusXM app.
Get her done, Moj!
Not available in
drive-through open.
Do
weird.
Do you have startup capital and are looking to invest
they close the lobbies. They have
business? Here's your opportunity, because we're looking for business-savvy, healthy-minded people in this area to become franchise owners of Fresh Healthy Vending Machines, the number one healthy vending franchise in North
healthy
America.
Healthy vending machines. Pshaw!
That is, well, it's huge. It's huge.
What prestige? We didn't come that way. God is witness. We live under the scrutiny of God. Your typical verbal hucksters may be hypocrites. Those liars with demon theology spawned by the pit may be hypocrites. We never came with flattering speech. You know what flattery is? It's a form of exploitation.
Okay.
Flattery is based on the fact that everybody's ego loves to hear good things about themselves. Right? We love to hear good things about ourselves. Now, if you say a good thing about a person, and
student's backpack is walking up to the Taco Bell and reading the sign is about to be bummed.
And have in your mind some
he is walking up. He is going to try the door.
That's flattery.
He is touching the door. He is pulling the door. The door is locked.
As a ploy to
he is turning
to yourself
and walking away.
For self-interest
he
and personal
gain. Bummed.
You set them up for your own deceptive purposes. Proverbs 29:5 says the man who flatters his neighbor is spreading a net for his steps. Proverbs 26:28 says a flattering mouth works ruin. And because people
flattering
are
mouth,
so...
what?
One in Middletown, Bucks County, currently shut down due to construction work. Also, construction along lanes are closed. Lower level easy. Southbound 395 to I-95.
Yeah, what's traffic like in Baltimore right now?
The left lane on that big flyover ramp there. Traveling a little further south of Baltimore, down to Brooklyn Bridge Road in Laurel, where you have the right lane blocked off for road work there.
Okay.
Got another closure in Laurel, too. This is going to be on Route 1 southbound between Route 32 and Gorman Road. You got the right lane blocked off while they work there. The good news is at the Harbor Tunnel and at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, we have none of the tubes.
There is construction in this area already. You'll find two lanes blocked.
Detroit traffic.
This evening between 10 Mile and 11 Mile roads, only one lane is open. That's scheduled through 5:30 tomorrow morning. Expect some delays.
I mean, the drive-thru is like super backed up and real slow right now, so maybe they closed the lobby to deal with that. I don't know.
Maybe here's your Detroit forecast.
I don't know what's going on.
Maybe a stray shower storm. It'll end temperatures.
It's one of those thin bandwidth satellite radio channels where everyone just sounds like a robot.
Skies for the afternoon. Highs upper 60s to lower 70s, wind out of the northwest.
Detroit weather.
Thursday night, a few clouds will dip back into the upper 40s to low 50s.
Like, they almost sound like the Gauntlet announcer.
Showers around here, especially on Sunday. Overall, though, it's a hot, dry weather pattern. Overnight low drops down in the mid-60s with a mainly clear sky. Lots of sunshine on Thursday. Highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Clear Thursday night, low 70s. And then a mainly sunny, hot, and humid Friday. We're up in the mid-90s.
Orlando weather. Houston weather.
Saturday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a high in the upper 80s. Sunday, dry weather with a high of 88. Some of them might be in the storm.
Minnesota weather.
Into Memorial Day in the upper 70s. Get smarter about the day ahead and watch the Weather Channel's new morning show. AMHQ with Sam Champion live weekday mornings on the Weather Channel.
Know when your traffic and weather is on the air 24/7. This is SiriusXM Channel 138 with traffic and weather for St. Louis, Minneapolis, and Las Vegas. St. Louis on the ones. That's 1 after, 11 after, 21, 31, 41, and 51 minutes past every hour.
Oh, is that
hour.
What the on the ones means? Thanks.
And San Diego is on the 8s.
The latest financial, business, and world news is on Bloomberg Radio, Sirius XM 119. The markets never sleep, and neither does Bloomberg Radio. Track your
That's funny. The markets never sleep, and neither does Bloomberg Radio. Meanwhile, Bloomberg Radio is off the air.
Mutual funds and the world's currency.
They're literally sleeping.
With personal finance.
They're literally sleeping.
401k. Hear critical analysis of breaking business stories and interviews with major players impacting the market.
Major players.
Wall Street to London to Tokyo. The world's business is on Bloomberg Radio, Sirius XM 119.
Get all your traffic and weather right here, Sirius XM. First, traffic and weather.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-
First, traffic for Los Angeles.
LA County freeways are still very busy. You're on the eastbound Santa Monica Freeway. It's nothing but brake lights all the way from PCH into downtown. Westbound Santa Monica is clearing out. It's still a bit sluggish from La Brea into downtown. The eastbound Santa Monica Freeway, that's really going to try your patience, though. You're not going to see much above 20 miles per hour eastbound on the 10. The southbound Hollywood Freeway in good shape until you hit Silver Lake Boulevard. From Silver Lake Boulevard,
I've been driving around parts of LA enough lately that some of that starts to make sense. That's scary. HUR Voices. I don't know what that means.
It feels like you're frozen.
Yep.
Petrified.
Stuck in this drive-thru.
You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all.
Smart.
And that's the worst thing you can do.
Wait, I mean not smart.
Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers.
Like, right, I don't want to listen to this, but, like, I want to...
995-HOPE. Or visit Making Home
Affordable. I want to know what this station is, because it just says HUR Voices.
About your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
America's wounded warriors are coming home. After serving on foreign shores, these brave men and women are returning to their families and communities. Many have wounds you can see, and many have wounds you can't see, like post-traumatic stress disorder. Now that these warriors are back home, they are ready to enter the civilian workforce. To help, Wounded Warrior Project has developed the Warriors to Work program, a career counseling service that helps warriors translate their military experience to the civilian workplace. These extraordinary men and women bring proven world-class job skills and a unique perspective on teamwork to the job.
There's still a bunch of customers inside this Taco Bell as well.
Job, Wounded Warrior Project works with employers to find just the right match. When you hire a wounded warrior,
man,
you hire
a baby,
an intelligent, talented,
very large man,
new employee,
and very ill-fitting
contact
shorts.
Contact Wounded Warrior Project at findwwp.org. Welcome home, the brave. Are you looking to hire an IT specialist?
No.
Or a logistics expert?
I just want these tacos.
A medical technician? Or a security professional?
I just want these tacos.
Well, there are some very qualified candidates out there. America's wounded warriors. These men and women returning from battle are
people
eager
sitting
to get
down,
back
eating
to life at home
booths.
And a good job. Some have wounds you can
people
see.
People are like up at the counter like they're
you
ordering
see,
food, but
like
I don't...
post-traumatic stress disorder. For these accomplished professionals, Wounded Warrior Project has developed the Warriors to Work program, a career counseling service that helps wounded warriors translate their military
okay,
experience
he's collected
to the
a
civilian
large bag.
Workplace. These warriors have world-class job skills and a unique perspective on teamwork. And to ensure proper placement for each individual, Wounded Warrior Project works with employers to find just the right candidate for the job.
He's walking out.
When your company is looking to hire talented,
nope,
highly trained employees,
food.
Contact Wounded Warrior Project at findwwp.org. Welcome home, the brave.
Domestic violence impacts everyone, so why not find a way that
what the fuck is this station?
On the silent storm, Denise
what the
McKay
fuck is Channel 141? What is this station?
Tune in as they discuss emotional, physical, and financial abuse impacting women, men, and children across the world. From human trafficking to senior abuse, the silent storm is giving you information to better help someone in need. So tune in Saturdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on SiriusXM Channel 141 HUR Voices. You can help save someone's
what
life.
What does it mean?
Your knowledge.
on Voices. HURvoices.com.
It's information you can use.
This thing right here is for my peoples in the streets with speed. Uh-huh. And this thing
what?
Right here.
What? DMX is gonna.
Come on, they call me Jack Hall. It's not a ball.
Okay, Howard University Radio. Okay, all right. Okay. Bunch of commercials and then Rough Riders Anthem remix. Okay, okay, all right. HBCU.
Up another helping of story jambalaya today. So far we've heard about a smelly salami and a vow of silence.
Tell me about
and
your smelly salami.
Is a story about a boy with a love of music but none of the talent. The story's called Marching Band, and of course it's from Kevin Kling. It's from the CD Off the Shallow End. Here's Mr. Kling.
I have to admit, musically I pretty much plateaued in a junior high.
Okay, don't want to hear that. Korea Today. All right.
Exponente de la música de banda norteña y sin faltar los corridos.
Hola, ¿qué tal, amigos? Soy Roberto Tapia y no se pierdan el.
¿Dice de plan narco corridos?
Mi más reciente material discográfico.
El sábado a partir de las 12 del mediodía, hora del este, 9 Pacífico.
Y el. Everyone inside looks fine. There's a, you know, mañana del este, 6 people Pacífico. Eating. People ordering food and finishing their orders and like walking away from the counter with food. Someone finishing up and getting their scooter. I don't know.
Oigan, fíjense que me dieron un mensaje.
It doesn't look like a robbery to me. But there's clearly something going on in here. Here we go.
Voy a cantar un corrido. Escuchen muy bien, mis compas. Para la reina del sur, traficante muy famosa, nacida allá en Sinaloa, la tía Teresa Mendoza.
Here we go. Everybody play it cool.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm 94 today.
Okay, there you go.
$0.06.
All right.
This is a large diet. And I'll just be one moment, okay, sir?
Okay. Says the lobby's open until 10. This gentleman seems to be acting normally. Maybe someone got sick and had to leave and they didn't cover it. Maybe they had to fire somebody. They didn't have cashiers.
Nachos.
Okay.
You want any sauce?
No, that's okay.
Okay, there you go. You have a good night.
Thanks, you too. That guy didn't look stressed at all. And now the drive-through line is going all the way back out of the drive. I mean, it's long. Blows up or something. Fucking fun right here. Los consejos.
Solito se mantiene, ese no más. se te tiene. Que lo compre, que quien no lo conozca. Y si ya la dejas de te luego de buscar, se rosca. Que lo tienes para cuando.
Sick flows, sick flows.
Mejor búscate un riquillo que te dé pronto el anillo y que aparte este guapillo.
Hoy desperté.
Minuto Deportivo, todos los deportes.
Sellar las grietas del concreto es un paso importante en la prevención del mayor deterioro en sus aceras de concreto, patios y banquetas. Con Quick Grit, reparador de concreto, el sellador.
Hablamos de que si no duermes las horas suficientes.
Fundamental de proteger a nuestro pueblo y ayudar a proteger a gente.
Con todo gusto te vamos a dar un disco de las bromas de Tanga y con todo gusto vamos a ayudar a este hijo de Calimán. Vámonos a Minneapolis, Minnesota. ¿Qué pasó?
Copa del Mundo de 1954 trajo una derrota.
Cubs broadcast on Internet 844, Padres broadcast on Sirius 215, XM 183, Internet 862. Check SiriusXM.com/MLB schedule for the latest information.
If it's happening in baseball,
here comes John.
Oh no, Canadian radio. We're doomed. Okay, I think that was French-Canadian country music. I can't tell. Well, it took forever, but I eventually made it home, so... I will see you guys later. Have a good night.